First of all, if you try to get a train over the past couple of days, the rail network has suffered. Perhaps passengers have as well in the sweltering heat. There have been several cancellations and trains running slower due to record hot temperatures. Campaign organisation Rail Future campaigner Bruce Williamson has some sympathy for Network Rail.
I think he took all of us by surprise. I mean, here we are sweltering in 30-something degrees heat, and less than a week ago, I'm sure I wasn't the only one who actually had their central heating on. So this, I think that the drastic turnaround in temperatures has really taken everyone by surprise. So I do have some sympathy with Network Rail on this one for that regard.
Nevertheless, heat did cause a lot of issues for them. They had to send out work crews in sweltering hot temperatures because of passenger demand. There were lots of cancellations and perhaps going to cost a lot of money because of the refunds as well to passengers. I'm just wondering whether actually, you know, because this could well become a norm in the future, very hot temperatures for a period of time, whether the infrastructure just needs to be updated. It's already been upgraded. On their website, you can see that they have taken steps. They lowered the overhead wires at times. They've painted some of the track white. But it seems it's not enough.
No, I mean, I think it always has been an ongoing thing that, you know, you have to adjust the rails for the temperature. So you have a sort of summer setting and a winter setting. Perhaps that isn't enough to cope with heat waves. And I think, again, that the speed with which the temperature has changed has made life extremely difficult. Obviously, you want track crews to be everywhere at once, but obviously they don't have the resources to do that.
And in terms of the finance involved as well, it would probably, because there would have been crews perhaps working overtime because they had so many of them out to work on problems, plus the refunds passengers will be claiming. I mean, some trains were over an hour late.
Yeah, indeed. The finances of the railway are a bit of a tangled web that are a mystery even to me. But Network Rail has to pay compensation to the train operating companies, and presumably nationalised train operating companies are still part of that system. So I think there'll be a really baffling money go round involved, which will end up probably with quite a lot of that money going back to the Treasury.
Well, that's the thing as well, isn't it? There was such a big call for renationalisation, but it's actually quite a big job for any government to take on, and this just adds to it.
Yeah, it does, yeah. I think people will be surprised to learn to what extent the railways were already partially nationalised, even under the Tories, before Labour came to power. One of the advantages of renationalising the railway and integrating it under Great British Railways, which doesn't exist yet, I'm hoping that we'll see sort of efficiencies of scale and economies of scale, because you've got one organisation compared to the many, many different contractors and subcontractors and so on that are currently running the railway at the moment. But it's going to take a very long time to disentangle that massive web of bureaucracy, I think.
Because you said about there's a setting for the railways, for like the winter setting and the summer setting. Do you think there should be an ultra hot setting now? And I'm just wondering what they can do to alleviate that.
Yeah, I'm sure there is an option of an ultra hot setting if they know it's coming and they have enough notice, which obviously didn't happen this time round.
Well, thunderstorms are predicted. They're on the way. Well, that'll lead to inevitable flooding, won't it? Then more chaos on the railways.
I hope not. Let's hope the storms are reasonably short. But yeah, you're absolutely right. In the past, there certainly have been flooding issues, and there are always issues with drainage and leaf mold and fallen trees and so on. It's a never-ending battle to keep the railways running smoothly, I think.
Network Rail has apologised, saying it was a challenging day for everyone, with staff working through record hot temperatures to keep people moving, and that they are reviewing what happened after the majority of delays were linked to the hot weather.
This is LBC News.